This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
This is question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to Drinkwise. I just want to re-establish how we do this, Hutchie. We choose to not read these questions in advance. It's become a bit of an issue for some people who think that we should. I think we get better answers out of it. We sometimes start reading questions that are very, very negative to both of us without realising the negative until we read them. So that's the reason we do it. And here we go again. Xavier Fowler, X, have just finished reading Moneyball. Are Damo and Hutchie aware of similar tensions between old school subjective gut feel analysts and new school objective data-driven analysts in football as there is slash was in baseball?
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real... And that happens in coaching as well as recruiting, by the way. There's data-led coaches and there's gut feel-led coaches. So, yeah, I think it's a real thing.
And then you've got everyone who thinks they know what Moneyball actually is, throwing that their two bobs worth into that conversation.
The slight difference is that the AFL recruiting world, in our world, seeks to have relationships with each other, and they seek to...
Yeah.
No one wants to take advantage of anyone else.
They don't want to dud them, do they?
No. So there's a weird sense of... I shouldn't say weird. There's a noble sense of goodwill to each other.
Is it noble or is it self-protection?
That's a little bit of that, yeah. But you don't see a lot of ruthless recruiting.
There's not.
I'd like to see a bit more of that.
Well, they always come out. We wanted it to be a win-win. Why did you want it to be a win-win? Yeah. You wanted to win.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what the other team's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that entirely.
Yeah. No, there actually is, Xavier, and it's a fascinating space. I mean, North Melbourne went down the path of the champion data recruiting, didn't they, when they actually employed the former head of champion data to go, well, North Melbourne too. I'm removing that statement from...
You've been quoted on Footy Classified on Monday night about your North Melbourne quotes, yeah.
Well, how do you reckon they're going?
You're getting a bit of a frustrated fan in you, haven't you?
No, I haven't. What I am frustrated is that they just keep telling us it's okay, and they've been telling us for 6 years it's okay.
What's happened to the tent? We need you back, Sonia. It's time for this.
Oh, don't.
Sonia.
You're not... No.
Time for a coffee, Sonia.
Danny May on X.
It's time for a coffee with Damo. He's about to crack.
Recent revelation. It is probably time.
I haven't
had one for a while. After the recent revelations about WADA and his treatment of Chinese swimmers, how long will its own internal investigation take to work out what happened? Any chance of a result before the upcoming Paris Games? I'll answer that.
2060.
Yeah, there will not be one. And there will be an excuse made if they actually did dare test their own mechanisms properly. Let's have a look at this one. Leon Terenyi email. Do you think reporters should be able to release stories on players such as Nathan Murphy retiring prior to them making their own announcements? It is clearly a serious medical issue. And when announcement is imminent, should they let the player have their own moment rather than trying to get the 1 hour ahead for their own brackets? Minimal benefit. Leon, we discussed this on the sounding board when Angus Brayshaw announced his retirement and how there were multiple journalists that I knew of who chose to wait until the moment Angus Brayshaw had addressed his teammates about the matter before going public with it. I know this also happened with Nathan Murphy. I think there is a genuine respect now. I take the view too, and I'm able to through having done this now for a number of years. It's a semi-luxury to be able to do so. When it is a medical retirement, I'm more than comfortable for that player to alert his club in that way. Again, the journo in me maybe 25, 30 years ago wouldn't have cared for that aspect of it, and I don't hold it against someone if they want to still be that way, but that's where I'm at with it.
I think I was reflecting on this past our last conversation. I think the water down of what you know is the other option. So, and I've done that before. You know, doubts are growing that Nathan Murphy may return. Murphy will make a decision in the coming days.
But I reckon that's clear too, though. That was being done in the lead up to Nathan Murphy.
You might already know that he's not playing.
Yeah.
But you're not saying it, but you're leading the audience to that possible outcome.
Yep.
So you end up right, but you're not emphatic that you know.
Yep. I think that was being done on this case, but the official announcement came in the week just gone. David W. X. Andrew Dillon accepts with Tasmania that we're going to have years of rounds with a bye. Why can't the AFL invest and do the right thing by the competition, setting up a 20th side in the NT now for 2030?
Well, it's a big job to get one up, let alone two. But in an ideal world, you wouldn't, for sure. But they just wouldn't be at the same teams, same times.
Yep. Chris D'Astoli, it's only around 7, but we already have multiple meaningless games each week, which is only to get worse once Tassie and a 20th team enters the comp. Is the talent pool actually deep enough to sustain the number of teams?
Well, it is, Chris, because you just play the play-in, 7v10, 8v9 play-in, and or in the NBL, it would be 7v8, 9v10. But I would play...
And so you're actually still seeking to increase the number of games from 20... Oh, my God.
Goodness. Play the wild card weekend, in the first weekend.
How's that benefit North Melbourne and Richmond and Hawthorn this year?
It keeps them longer in season because of the possibility of finishing 10th. That's how it
benefits possibility them. Of North Melbourne finishing 10th?
Well, not North, but Hawthorn in those sort of clubs can hang
around
the season.
I don't think they're finishing 10th either, are they?
No, but
it's a long runway left.
Keeps the bulk of clubs, call it 15 or 16.
I'm with you, Chris. I'm with you. Do you want to read that one, Hutchie? It's about me and I think it's negative.
Did Damo have any feedback from Luke Darcy after his Bevo hit piece on the AFL website last week?
I don't know what you read, Michael. I actually had a lot of feedback to that, including from Western Bulldogs people saying it was quite balanced. So I don't know which article you are referring to there. It wasn't a hit piece. This one's about you. This is Mully on X. When Hutchie moves on from the pod... Oh, I wish I hadn't read it now. See, this is what happens when you read him on the run, Hutchie.
Can we replace him with Robbo? The Damon Robbo shows a nice ring to it. I like that idea too, Mully.
Imagine that. I'll answer that one. Yep. No. We need to speak to each other before we do. Now, Hutchie, this is a carry-on question. Keen to get your thoughts. This is Tom on email. And strategy on walking travelators at the airport. Do you use them? Far too often, people use them to stand still and rest rather than speed up their walk to the gate. Often they're two abreast or in a group, making a polite excuse me more difficult. It infuriates me. Do you run the gauntlet and risk getting stuck behind a group of standers with no way through or avoid them completely? Good question, Tom.
I take them every single time. It's a good point. Now, you've got to actually flag that you're on the move when you get on. So you've got to actually signal your intent, have them hear you coming. If you do get to a two-dweller, when they're side by side, the two dwellers.
What do you say there?
You say, could you please excuse me, I'm running late for a plane.
Yeah.
And that's every time they'll let you through straight away.
Yep.
And no one ever checks whether you are or aren't running late for a plane. That's the other thing. You should always be in the mode that you're running late for a plane when you're in an airport because everyone sort of relates to it. If you're in a queue, if you're honest, you're running late.
Until they see you 4 hours later and you're having your 14th beer. Third beer.
Plane's been delayed. Another very believable outcome these days.
Glenn De Jong, Facebook. It's another carry-on. Tips for travelling to a country where English is not the main language.
It's about body language anyway. It's not
you're
about
your
words.
Element on these moments.
Not
aren't
about
you?
Words.
You like these stuff.
I think
you?
It increases the advantage because the confusion route, as I call it, which is if you just make everyone feel a little bit confused, they might wave you through.
Just assume access.
Assume.
Yeah. Yep. And convince that person you've got access.
Just look like you belong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Do you want to read that one? There's another question about me, if you needed to.
Where is it?
Stephen K.
Right. Email. Last question. Wondering what happened to your Centurions podcast. You said you have a plan for Plugger and Albert, but neither of them have been on the pod. Have you tried, or did you give up either? great question.
It is a good question.
Like you gave up.
No, I didn't give up. I think we got 13 out of the 22.
Well, where's the rest of them?
Well, it's a work in progress, Stephen, and there were costs attached to it, and then COVID hit hard, Hutchie, and there is still a strong possibility that will be reinvigorated.
Well, it's been like 2 years or something.
Yeah,
it has 3 years.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
It's been 100 years since you did it. It'll be a centurion of years between podcasts.
What I will do is refer you back to the Jason Dunstall one, given that he was last week officially announced as a legend of the AFL to be formally inducted in a few months' time, but he was as good as there was in that particular product. That was question time for the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.